Edge Radio On Demand is made possible by Profile Coffee, located at 15 Portwalk Place in downtown Portsmouth, and online at ProfileCoffeeBar.com. Rediscover coffee at Profile Coffee.
I'm joined in studio this morning here with some, I got artists, I have business developers. Ooh, that's a good title, right? And also here with Dan, who is part of One Sky Futures, which is part of the bigger One Sky Community Services. And of course, you see the stories in SeacoastOnline.com and Fosters.com. Once a month, they've been doing features, and Dan was featured last month with his business. And Dan, now, not to be confused, they're both Dan. So you go by Dan D and Dan...
Dan V.
Dan V.
Yeah. I'm Dan D and he's Dan V.
That's right. That's great. Not to be confused with DMV, which is a whole different thing.
A little better than DMV. Yeah.
So, and we also have Nathan here in studio, who is an artist who's had some of his work, a photographer, some of his work on display, and there's been poets and all kinds of exciting stuff going on. So we're here to sort of highlight all of that this morning. So Dan V, I'm going to start with you. Why don't you explain just a little bit, you know, sort of where One Sky Futures falls into the One Sky Community Services umbrella.
Yep. So Futures is like it was school transitions, and also career development is really the main focus. Building life skills, and we do some fun stuff too, but it's mostly about getting people into internships and eventually transition to actual jobs, which is great. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And why don't you talk a little bit about how you got introduced to Dan D and how that sort of all came to be?
I started Des Media a couple years ago. I transfer VHS to DVDs and or MP4s. I scan slides and pictures.
That's great. So you just sort of started this like as a hobby all on your own?
Probably.
Well, yeah, you like to do your YouTube videos, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you have your own channel?
Yep, he has his own channel, but he doesn't want people to know the identity of the channel.
Oh, all right. Well,
but he has a
mom is the word here.
Yes, yes. But he does have, how many views did you have last checked in? You don't have to actually tell us the number right now, but it's, was it like 17 million views or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was some outrageously high number, yeah.
That is amazing.
Mm-hmm. And how many subscribers do you have?
I have about,
I think it was like 5,000 or 6,000 last.
Wow.
He's checking it on his
phone. And with such, this is like in real time numbers. This is great. Yeah, I love this.
He'll get you the actual figure right now.
Yeah. But, it's best to be exact. We need to know right in the moment.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, no.
I have about 6,000 subscribers.
Wow, that's amazing.
Over 6,000.
Wow. Yeah.
So that was where his natural interest was, and he has extremely well-developed skills with editing and video, working with different stuff with computers like that and media. So it kind of seemed like a natural evolution to say, okay, how can we turn this into something where he can make money and turn that skill into that? So that's where we came up with the idea of doing transferring old videotapes, because everybody has those around, and scanning, you know, it's something that people want to do, but it's not something that's like, it seems very tedious and et cetera, but Dan loves doing it. So.
Well, and it's harder and harder to come by the technology to do that nowadays too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know if my children even know what a VHS is.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah, I think they stopped making VHS, like they were actually still manufacturing VCRs until like a couple of years ago, which is surprising that they were even still doing that.
But, So it's great that that exists.
DVDs and Blu-rays work better, don't they?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
But even those are going to be obsolete eventually, so.
Exactly.
Got to keep converting it. Keep it up. Yeah.
Right.
Future-proof.
And it's funny, like some things have made comebacks, like vinyl has made a comeback.
Yeah.
I don't see VHS making
VHS is not going to make a comeback. No. That's actually a problem that we run into though, because the resolution can only be a certain amount. You can get only a certain resolution from a VHS tape. So this is all stuff that Dan had to figure out through trial and error, doing different orders and figuring out how to work around these sort of technical challenges. But it's always, each one is like a new learning experience, which is great. So.
Right. Now for you as someone who, you know, sort of was helping hone in on this and sort of help build this business, you know, for him and everything, and sort of grow all of that. Like, Do you find that it's a natural progression from time to time where you can just sort of find these outlets, or, you know, is it...
Like, you mean for this specific
idea? This one just seemed like, oh, this is... He likes to do this, yeah. And now we can make money doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, actually. I guess it was just sort of thinking... We just thought... I don't actually remember whose idea it was specifically. Like, was it your mom and dad's idea, Dan? I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Yeah. Well... I don't know. It just seemed like it made sense to do so.
Right.
Yeah,
and do you find that happens a lot, or?
I don't know, actually. I have never developed a business with a client before, so this is
right.
The first time.
So this has been a new adventure. Well, yeah. That's great. And it's been to a raging success.
Yeah.
It's been
great. Yeah.
Which is super fun. 17 million views, Dan. Come on. I'm jealous. That's amazing. And you're not going to give up the channel name? Not going to do it?
No.
All right.
He doesn't want it. Well, maybe you could describe what the videos are. What do you do with those videos on your channel, Dan? What sort of things do you do?
Some clips from movies and TV shows.
Yeah, and what do you do with them? You take the clips and do things with them.
iMovie?
Yeah.
Music videos?
Yeah.
Movie spoofs? Crossovers?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, fun stuff.
All sorts of stuff.
So that's a big thing out there right now, for sure. And so it's great that you have, because that, I mean, when you think about terms of editing and everything, you have to be able to pull from all different stuff, you know. And
copyright?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. copyright. That's a big one. YouTube's big on flagging all of that stuff, for sure.
But you're extremely fast with working with iMovie, aren't you, Dan?
Meaning?
Like, you know how to do all the keyboard shortcuts and... It's just, it's crazy to watch you work on stuff like that, because you're much, much faster than I could ever do it.
And sometimes I would have to be extra careful.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
So, and do you prefer to use iMovie to other editing programs?
iMovie HD.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In case I need zoom effects on anything, I use iMovie 08.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Cool. No, that's a great program. So I jump between all the different editing platforms. And I got to say, iMovie is a great go-to. Like, when you just need to get in and get it done. So, yeah. Especially, you know, sometimes there's... I do believe there is such a thing as too many bells and whistles.
Yeah, no, seriously. Yeah.
Sometimes things just need to be simple.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Lost in the tool itself instead of using the tool. Yeah.
Well, and I thank you for coming in today and talking a little bit about that. And I think it's such a great... opportunity, really, when you can find something that just so naturally flows,
mm-hmm.
you know. And even for you, working with a client like Dan, where this is, I mean, it's a challenge for you too, you know, and you're learning as you go through the process and all that sort of thing like that, which is, I mean, and essentially, is that not what life skills is about?
Totally. Yeah, right? I know. I mean, we had to basically start from scratch, and we went through, like Dan, we learned how to do the tape transfers, right? And then we did the scanning of the photos and stuff too. Yep.
Yeah.
And you've learned how to do slides and photos. It's like we had to, each time, every new order we got, there was something new to learn.
Right.
And I make lots of money, don't I?
Yeah, you do. That's the idea.
That's helpful, right?
Like from checks.
Yeah, checks. Yep. Yep.
And is there a way that people can contact you if they'd like you to do this stuff for them?
Like in Gmail?
Yeah.
Yep. Why don't you say your Gmail address?
I think it's desmediavhs@gmail.com.
Yep.
Great.
And one thing that's cool about that is Dan and I can go pick up orders, so that a lot of people get nervous about sending it through the mail.
Right.
But if it's in this area, we can go pick it up. So.
Right.
And drop it off.
I was going to say, do you drop it off on the on the other side?
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
No, we keep the tapes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's so true. You know, people are into archiving that stuff, and as the technology is becoming sort of,
mm-hmm.
well, for lack of a better term, obsolete,
right.
really, in some ways, it's a great way to be able to preserve it and keep up on everything and, you know, to not have to worry about it,
mm-hmm.
I think is an awesome service, certainly.
In
the days of technology transitioning.
Yes.
It's like buying a car. As soon as you buy something, it's
obsolete.
You know, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yep. So we also have Nathan here in studio, who is a photographer. Is it safe to say officially photographer?
Yes, I am.
So why don't you talk about your relationship with One Sky Community Services a little bit?
Well, One Sky Community Services they helped me out, like, finding a job.
Mm-hmm.
They helped me out, like, with lots of stuff. I can't remember all of them.
Right. Well, they do. They provide a lot of services, right? Yes, there are a lot of resources and things for you. But so how did you discover Upon Photography?
After my brain injury, I was taking pictures to remember stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And back one time at high school, the high school photographer gave me her camera, because she was also the athletic nurse, and said, "Here, take the pictures for me." So that really got me more into photography.
Right. Yeah. So again, I love this natural progression theme, right? Where this was a tool for you to help you remember things, and it turned into a hobby and sort of something, you know, more advantageous, I guess, is the best way to put that.
Yeah. Now, One Sky Community Services photographer. Like, we go to family and we'll take pictures of them. One day went to this horseback riding. I take pictures of someone riding a horseback.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No. And so what? So that you must be able to experience things that you otherwise wouldn't get to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you find animals challenging to photograph?
No.
No? And like, what's your approach? Do you just take as many pictures as possible, or do you try to wait for that one shot?
I'll take a lot.
Yeah. I love digital photo because you can just delete what you don't like, right?
Yeah. Oh, we were taking pictures of one of our clients at a horseback riding. I believe I took 100 pictures.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. And so now some of your photography has been on display for people to see?
Yeah. It's on Instagram under One Sky Community Services.
That's awesome. Well, on Instagram, hey, that's the new Facebook, Snapchat, everything. That's the place to put it. Certainly. Well, Nathan, thank you so much for sharing. It's great that you're able to continue to take pictures and have it serve a purpose and share it with everybody. I think that's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I'm really glad that they were able to come this morning and you were able to get them on the air, because Nathan and Dan are two of our entrepreneurs, and it's one of the things that we're really trying to encourage and build is you know, having people with a passion really develop that passion and try to make a business out of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dan has been doing a great job with his media business. He doesn't know it yet, but I think I'm going to be sending him some of my business. You know, Nathan does just a fabulous job of taking photographs. I actually purchased one of his photographs recently. You know, they're both doing a great job, and we just want to see more people do that.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of people with a lot of skills and passions, and we need to give them the opportunity to let people see that.
Absolutely. Well, and I love one of the things I was talking with Dan V about, because we have to delineate all the Dans in the room here, is that it's so great that it's this natural progression. You know, even in Nathan's case, where, you know, taking photography and everything, it started out as just a way to help him, you know, remember things, you know, and this was a natural hobby for Dan, you know, in terms of, you know, he got all of it, the computer and the technology and all that sort of stuff like that. So it's great that you're able to just sort of take what is essentially fun in some ways,
yep,
or useful, or, you know, resourceful, and just turn it into something that benefits them in the long run. I think it's great.
Yep. Great.
Well, and I'd like to interject that we participated. We had a booth at Market Square Day, and part of that booth is we had five of our clients who are artists. One is a poet, and to display their wares at Market Square Day for the whole day, and they all actually sold work.
That's great.
So that's one of the many ways that we try to are trying to get them exposure out into the community, is making them part of wherever we are and what and let them show people that they're just as creative as everybody else.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. And I think, you know, and even too, raising awareness about One Sky Community Services and everything that you guys do. I mean, these are such wonderful stories to hear, you know.
Well, we go the extra mile, all of us, particularly the service providers at One Sky, when they see a talent, you know, like we're working with Erica Souza, who is we showed some of her poems at Market Square Day. We're also working trying to find how we can publish her work for her to help her, you know, working with Nathan and getting him involved with what we do at One Sky. And so we're finding different ways that we can help them go the extra mile to get them to where they would like to be.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I truly enjoy about it is that it's always outside the box thinking and approaches to stuff, which is so important, you know, because there just isn't one box that everybody can jump into.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So, well, thank you all very much for being in here and playing merry-go-round with the microphones and all of that good stuff. And, of course, we look forward to more conversations with our friends at One Sky Community Services.